Hello, everyone. How are you doing today on this beautiful Friday? Middle of the year now. Well, we're past the midway mark, aren't we? July. Wow. Goodness. Teach us to number our days, Lord, that we might present to thee a heart of wisdom. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're making the most of your summer. And I want to finish this message. There is water in your wilderness. If it's been a dry time, if you're like, you know, gosh, God, feel like those children of Israel going through that dry, barren land. What happened out there? God told Moses, get that rod, strike the rock. There's water that will flow out, showing us that Jesus is our living water today. He is the rock, isn't he, in the wilderness? Look to him. But then we were going through various scriptures. And if you've missed it during the radio broadcast, please go to Encourage and Equip with Anna Donahue podcast. You will see the title. We're releasing it today on podcast so that you can always listen. But we then went to the scriptures and found where Jesus, you know, all through the New Testament refers to himself as the living water that we can find refreshing for our soul. I then went into the Old Testament with the book of Isaiah, where Isaiah's prophesying that Jesus is coming and that he will be the refreshing we need. But he also said that with joy we will draw the waters out. And I was saying there might be times where, you know, the rain of God, rain on me, is falling from the sky. But then there are times where God's going to say, hey, draw from the inner well on the inside of you. Press in. I'm in there. Pull me up out of the bucket, right? Out of the well. And then we found in Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 and 2, a shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse, and that's Jesus. And the Spirit of God will rest upon him. And there were these sevenfold areas of the Spirit of God that I've been going over. Those are rivers. Those are areas of living water that are lying on the inside of you. But you may have to do some deep diving. What do I mean by that? You may have to go off somewhere by yourself and say, God, show that to me. Show to me that you're the Spirit of the Lord, bringing good news to the poor, healing the brokenhearted, bringing liberty to the captives, and opening the prison to those who are bound. Show me that you're the wisdom. Show me, I need understanding. I'm reading out of Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. Show me, God, that the river of counsel lies on the inside of me. We covered this one yesterday. Show me, Lord, that the might of God, the power of God's lying within me, because I need his power. And then these remaining two are lying on the inside of the believer because they were for Jesus. Jesus had these on him as the anointing, and now we represent him on the earth. Those lie on the inside of us if we're saved. Knowledge, revealing to us the various attributes of Jesus and the Word of God, knowing the facts. That's a river on the inside, knowledge. And then this one, the reverential, obedient fear of the Lord. That's on the inside of us. That means we have a reverence for God. We want to please God. We obey God. He'll show us areas in our lives where sin may have gotten a foothold. And then we'll repent and he'll change us into his image. And also the fear of the Lord has us center upon God's will. All that is lying on the inside of us so that we don't have to live dry and barren. There is water in the wilderness. Isaiah 58, 11 through 13, read it on your own, but the promise is the Lord will guide thee continually.